Hello again, everyone. Welcome to Same Beginning, New Start Podcast. I'm your host, Monroe, known as Ro Exodus. Today, we're going to talk about profitable. Just the word profitable. Now, without further ado, we're just going to jump right into it in today's reading. Now, coming from Psalms 119 and 12, "Blessed are you, O Lord. Teach me your statutes." Now, before we get into that, we are going to have a little moment of prayer. All right. Heavenly Father, as we go on into growing in your word, becoming more closer to you, I'd like for you to just go ahead and touch our heart, touch our minds, and guide us in the Holy Spirit. So we'll be able to eat this word. It can be fulfilling to our belly. In Jesus' name, amen. So, to get into this, as today's read is saying, most of us develop proficiency in some area of life. School teachers master their subject. Investors, they grasp the ins and outs of the stock market. Mechanics learn their way around engines. And baristas learn to make the perfect caramel macchiato. Ever. If you go to Starbucks and get a caramel macchiato, you'll know that is true. Now, as Christians, we should become proficient with God's word. For the moment we trust God, for the moment we trust Christ as Savior, we enter the school of Scripture. We hear it being taught and preached. We read books about it. But most of all, we spend time reading it line by line, precept upon precept, word upon word. The Bible may seem confusing at first, but the more we study, the clearer it becomes to us. And that's a fact. Now, as we read the Bible, as seen in 2 Timothy 3:16, we learn more about God's truth, his doctrine. We learn what we're doing wrong, the reproof. We often read a passage about how we can live better, the correction. And much of the Bible simply helps us grow to become more like Christ. Instructions and righteousness. Perhaps we should trade in some television or social media time for serious Bible study. It's more profitable. Now let's talk about today's reading. Now, I am guilty of that myself. And I come time to time, and I come catch myself where I give a lot of time towards, you know, things of distraction, so to say. I have this little game on my phone that I play. It's a war game, and I put a lot of time in it because, you know, it's something that amuses me, and it actually, like, you know, entertains me throughout the day, even while at work. And recently, I got to realizing, like, you know, I remember when I first became saved and, you know, a early babe in Christ, I was like, I was head first into the word. I mean, every day, almost every hour, I'm reading it. And, you know, over the years, I started realizing, seeing on how I was getting more fed with the word and getting more solid with it. But still being a new babe in Christ, I still had weaknesses. And, you know, it was easy for me to just drift away. And I did not know that until one day I start realizing how I start really, like, slowing down my studies from day by day. And I start realizing, like, oh, ain't nothing but the devil trying to draw me away from that, because he starts seeing how close I start getting more and more into the word. And, you know, as most people, when you first learn about Christianity, you get into it, you feel like you know a lot, especially when you read a lot. You feel like you read enough that therefore, if you know, you got enough firepower to go ahead and just, you know, say whatever to whatever, to whoever, you know what I'm saying? And so that's how I kind of felt. And I started seeing that right there affected me. So, you know, I slowly built back up into getting back into what I know and what I should do, and got and built back into a routine of studying the word and putting in time inside the word more and more, as of what I've been doing lately, you know, even with the distraction of the game. You know, so as it says here in the word, you know, as it says in Psalms 119, "Blessed are you, O Lord, teach me your statutes." Like, we all aim to be like God. We all aim to be like Christ. You know, that's the whole purpose, right? When you first learn about the word and learn about the lifestyle of following Christ, we want to be like him. That's that hunger. That's that drive that we have. So it's more proficient, or it's more profitable to stay on that path and follow his ways and continue to follow him and do the things that he says do. Follow his commandments, you know, his ways of living is way more profitable. So today I just wanted to give that encouragement and uplifting spirit, and you know, that encouragement, pretty much that solid foundation that we all need to know, like, I really need to get right, because, you know, we're in the times right now where it's spoke of in the Bible, where when the end times are coming. We are in the end times right now. You know, we don't know when, what second, what minute, what hour the Lord will come back. He can come back anytime, but he did say the things that are happening right now in the world will come to pass before he comes back. And the things that he spoke of that will come to pass are actually happening in this moment. You know what I'm saying? And we're in the world, and the people are getting distracted by the things that's being broadcasted on news, you know, instead of the real big picture of what's really happening behind the scenes. That a lot of people ain't looking at. You know, we talk at, there's talks of war going on, there's famine, you know, there's people dying across countries for their faith over and over. I mean, daily, these things are happening right now, you know, and so it's just, we gotta open our eyes to things. So, as I say, you know, just get in the Word, study in the Word of God, continue to follow His ways, get back into that, grow a relationship, a more solid relationship with the Lord, and not just a relationship, but grow a relationship. Get a relationship with the Father. You know? So, I just really wanted to drop that nugget on everyone. And as always, it's always blessed being able to go ahead and, you know, share some information, share some knowledge, and just speak out to everyone. And we can all grow and fellowship with each other. So, as always, you know, be sure to like, this channel, follow. I'll be dropping more content. I'm gonna try something new in the upcoming week. I'm gonna do maybe a music segment. But be on the lookout for that. That'll come this week sometime, definitely. I'll try to drop more content consistently, and, you know, hopefully that we all become strengthened together. All right, in the conclusion, I'd like to say thank you all again for your ears. Stay blessed. Love you all.